With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
A new Italian restaurant brings some cool to Northern Liberties.
Figo is kind of slang in Italian for cool.
The restaurant is part of growing development happening in that neighborhood.
We have at least 5,600 new apartments coming online in the next 2 to 3 years. And then when you look at sort of our greater market area, it's close to 20,000 new people just within walking distance of this part of the neighborhood.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW. I'm Hadass Kuznets in the heart of Northern Liberties at the Piazza. I'm at the former Wahlburgers at 1033 North 2nd Street with Derek Gibbons, owner of Glue Hospitality, and with Christine Kennedy, who's executive director of the Northern Liberties Business Improvement District. Now, Derek has opened his 9th restaurant in 2.5 years, Figo. So first of all, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So what does Figo mean?
So Figo is kind of slang in Italian for cool. So when we were creating this concept, you know, we wanted it to be, you know, a cool, approachable Italian place. So when the name came up, it was quick, it was easy to say, and we went with it.
Do you speak Italian?
No, not at all. My brother does, but I was playing sports when he was learning Italian, so I unfortunately didn't get to learn it.
How did the concept come to be? How did you come to acquire the former Wahlburgers?
So we're pretty heavy in the neighborhood right now, so we always saw it sitting here. We saw the great outdoor space it had. You know, I think they had gone out before COVID, and we're very heavily invested in the neighborhood. So we kind of look at what the neighborhood needs, and when we saw the space and we saw that it was available, the neighborhood really, I think, is looking for a great approachable Italian place, good wine. So that's kind of how the whole concept came to be.
So describe what it's going to be. Is this going to be like casual, middle end, date night type of a place?
Yeah, I think it's all of that, honestly. You know, we're going to have a separate pizzeria side so people can just come pick up slices for lunch, sandwiches for lunch, or take out pies. We have 120 seats outside. We'll even figure out, you know, heating elements for the winter. So a lot of great outdoor seating, but definitely very approachable. So something you can consume every day of the week, not spend a ton of money. The prices are pretty great. And we'll definitely do, you know, happy hour and weekly specials.
So with COVID, has that changed as a restaurant owner, like what you look for in a restaurant or in a space?
Sure. I think there's a ton of issues right now with supply shortages and just production of furniture, equipment. So you definitely have to think about it when you're coming into a space. So taking over old restaurant spaces is definitely, that's our number one thing right now, is that's the easiest because most of the infrastructure is already there. So that's saving us a ton of time to get open quickly. But ultimately, you know, when we go and look at any space, we really look at the neighborhood, and we don't necessarily have an idea until we look at the space, feel out the neighborhood, and then we kind of tailor it to those needs.
Sounds like COVID doesn't really steer you away from large restaurants. It's a lot of seats here.
Yeah, definitely. I think the outside element is really great here. We actually have more seats outside than inside. So COVID definitely made people feel more comfortable sitting outside. So that's why the space was so desirable for us.
And while we're all standing outside talking, can hear the construction in the background. There's a lot of it, Christine, going on in this neighborhood, right?
Yeah, I mean, we have at least 5,600 new apartments, new units coming online in the next 2 to 3 years. So that's at least 10,000 people just in Northern Liberties. And then when you look at sort of our greater market area, it's close to 20,000 new people just within walking distance of this part of the neighborhood.
I feel like Northern Liberties has always been like a growth neighborhood. Has it been growing even more through COVID?
Yeah, I would say that COVID definitely didn't slow anything down. In fact, there were some changes to zoning south of Spring Garden that really sped things up. So we have some investors in the neighborhood who have just like fallen in love with it and really wanted to keep investing and keep buying a property and developing some of our larger parcels.
So for people that haven't been here in a while because maybe they've been stuck in their house for the past 2 years because of COVID, how has the neighborhood changed?
Yeah, I mean, last summer we counted over 900 outdoor seats in the neighborhood. And it's been really amazing to just see the restaurants kind of come alive in a way that they weren't before and brighten up the street. I feel like in certain ways it's sort of made the neighborhood feel safer at night, just having all of those people out in the street.
Would you say Derek is unique in that he's opened so many restaurants, or are there other people like Derek in the neighborhood that are opening restaurants? I mean, Derek, we got to give him props. 9 restaurants in 2.5 years.
Yeah, for sure. Blue Hospitality is doing something pretty exceptional with the number of restaurants that they're opening and the investment that they're making here in Northern Liberties. But we've had a lot of things open and a lot of things that have been actually delayed a little bit, but will be opening shortly as well. So we have like Anejo, Pelicana, Hello Vietnam, Expanded actually, Garden Grill, Bagels and Companies. We've had a lot of things just opening and it's just really exciting.
So what is it about the neighborhood, do you think? Is it like an exponential growth, like when things are here, more people want to be here?
You know, I think that the residential development was ahead of the commercial development, and the commercial development and restaurants and businesses opening is just sort of like catching up to the people who have been moving into the neighborhood in the last 10 or 15 years.
And is the Piazza still the center?
The Piazza is definitely the focal point of the northern end of the neighborhood for sure. And, you know, we're sort of seeing a kind of new development south of Spring Garden, and we'll see how that shapes up as those projects come together.
Derek, as a business owner, what do you look at in a neighborhood and in the growth? I'm sure you look at data, right?
Sure, yeah. I mean, as to Christine's point, I definitely think that the residential was ahead of the commercial. So you see all these consumers, residents in the neighborhood, and they want to eat, they want to drink, you know, ultimately they want to feel safe, like she said. So I definitely feel like we've gotten there, especially over the last 2 years when we first came into the neighborhood. You know, at night, it really wasn't this bustling neighborhood like it is now. Now you come out on 2nd Street and there's people outside, it's lit up. So it definitely feels safer to me too. But to see all the development and having that foresight to say, hey, there's going to be in the next year and a half, 5,000 new residents, all these people are going to want to eat and drink. So for us, that's what excites us. So when we come and say, hey, what's missing in the neighborhood? You know, that's kind of where we start.
What role does COVID play in the growth or the not growth?
Yeah, it definitely, I, you know, we don't like to use that as an excuse anymore in our company. We like to, you know, take things head on, and, you know, ultimately everyone's dealing with it. So, you know, we can't really use it as an excuse, but it definitely delays and things that were super simple in the past, like ordering equipment, ordering, you know, plates and glassware, all those things you have to take into account now. They used to be super easy. You would get it in a very timely manner, but just because of production and shipping, you know, all those things are something you need to take into account. And now we're dealing with a serious shortage of liquor, beer, and wine. So, you know, just at Figo alone, we probably had to change up our wine list 3 times now, just because we'll taste stuff, we'll fall in love with it, put it on the menu, and then it'll be out of stock.
What about staffing?
Staffing has certainly been an issue. I would say it's definitely getting better. We're seeing a lot more people want to come back to work, which is great. But over the past year, you know, we just had to, us as owners, had to step in. There was nights I was bartending and food running just because we were short staffed. But, you know, I think that's what makes the hospitality industry so special, is we're all fighters. So we'll do whatever we have to do.
Yeah. Now, does the makeup of the residential neighborhood have an impact on, like, for example, like, the age of the population? Can we get staffing? And like, how does that play a role?
Yeah, I mean, for sure we've seen a major influx of people under the age of 30. Part of that is the kind of development that's happening. One bedrooms and studios tend to attract people who are single and younger. And part of it is just sort of kind of almost like a full circle where, you know, when cool restaurants open up, you know, younger people might want to move in and live closer to those things and have those amenities within walking distance.
What's different now?
Yeah, you know, Northern Liberty's kind of had its moment about 15 years ago, and then things kind of moved on to other neighborhoods, which is actually one of the reasons why we created a business improvement district to see what we could do collectively to reinvigorate the neighborhood and bring business in. So I just think that we're part of the bigger housing boom and the bigger construction boom, but we're just really centrally located. I mean, we're really very close to Center City. We've got two L stops. You know, we're really close to I-76 and I-95. It's just like a really convenient place to live. And for people who are like, want to explore the city a little bit, we're really close to Fishtown and Kensington and lots of other activity where, you know, it's just easy to get to.
And is that one of the reasons why Glue Hospitality has focused on Northern Liberties?
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely centrally located. So you get people who are coming from Center City, from, you know, other suburban areas, even Jersey. And I think also just the housing boom that's going on here. I mean, we can look around right now and see hundreds of units that are going to be online in the next year or two. So
those are all hungry customers.
Hungry. They want to be fed and they want to have drinks. So that's, you know, ultimately very exciting for us.
So what will they be eating at Figo and drinking?
So Figo, we have a very classic Italian menu. So we have a lot of great appetizers, bar snacks, and then we're going to have the pizzeria side, obviously. So we're going to have a ton of great pizzas, sandwiches offered over there, and obviously fresh, good pasta. Lots of outdoor seating and lots of great wine.
All right. Derek Gibbons is the owner of Glue Hospitality. Christine Kennedy is the executive director of Northern Liberties Business Improvement District. Christine, what is the email of the Business Improvement District if people want more information?
Yeah, so we are at info@explorenorthernliberties.org. That's also our website, www.explorenorthernliberties.org.
And Derek, what's the website for Figo? Do we need reservations?
We are going to have reservations. We'll definitely have walk-ups available as well. We have a ton of bar seating, so that'll always be for walk-ups. So that is figoitalian.com and then gluehospitality.com. You can find all of our concepts and then click on whatever concept and it'll direct you to that individually.
So nine.
Nine and counting.
And counting. You got more. I bet you've already, like, you're thinking ahead, right?
Absolutely.
Figo is located in the former Wahlburgers here in the Piazza at 1033 North 2nd Street. Congratulations and good luck.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.